This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, I get the thumbs up from Eddie. That means we go. It's the warm-up show. Al, or no, it's the pod. What the hell is this?
This is the post-game podcast with Al and Jerry.
All right, nice to have you
with us. That's what it's called.
What's up, Al?
I got fruit flies in my house.
Okay, these things happen? From what?
You
have an open bottle of wine somewhere?
No. What I got a tomato from my sister's garden.
Right.
She gave me an eggplant. I have a pepper. And then I have my usual bananas.
You leave it all out?
Yeah.
Even the pepper?
Yeah, I thought.
I put the pepper in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, it was too late because I should have put them all in the refrigerator except for the banana because I feel like the banana has such a thick skin that the fruit fly can't get it. But I started reading online yesterday about fruit flies. And they're like, oh, if you have fruit out and you see fruit flies, you got to get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
Because the fruit flies burrow in your fruit.
Penetrate the fruit.
And then lay eggs.
Yeah.
And they lay so many eggs, Jerry.
I'll trade you for your fruit fly eggs for the groundhog babies.
So you have groundhog babies in the backyard. My fruit flies are flying around my house.
Yeah, I'd rather yours because I can spray them dead and no one cares. I can't take a BB gun and shoot the groundhogs.
No, people will be very upset with you.
Right, and I won't do that. Well, I have a friend of mine that said, I'll come over with my shotgun and take care of that for him. Like, no,
could you imagine being in your neighborhood?
Good. I won't do it.
I got them.
There's no way.
Yeah.
No chance.
Cute baby, what are they?
Groundhogs.
Cute baby groundhog. I know
I don't know what they
are. The regular groundhogs are gigantic.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, this is the one. We have a gigantic one.
You have a gigantic one, but you also have a little baby, cute baby ones.
Saw yesterday. Yep. Killer, dude.
Why do animals like our to go under sheds? They love it.
I guess it's a hiding. It's a good place to be. And you know, we had a brand new deck put in. So the old deck we had was a wooden deck that needed to be replaced, which we replaced last summer. They put nice lattice. It looks really nice. The problem is it doesn't keep the animals out. So I got them animals going in there too. Oh, it's a disaster, dude.
Yeah, if you have like any type of porch, the animals could get under that.
Yeah, I know. And they say the way to get them out of the shed is to smoke them out. But then they're going to come back.
Do they mean with weed, Jerry?
No, but I'd be honest with you. I would smoke some weed if I got rid of these animals.
What if you just could get some weed into down where the animals are, then they come out? Bro,
I don't know.
Awesome.
It's rough.
You get high groundhogs. Bro, man.
Yeah.
This place is awesome.
It's terrible. Would you think CBS Sports Network has these CrossFit games on?
Yeah.
You see the girl in the background?
Yes.
Do you get turned on, off, or don't care by a girl that's incredibly muscular?
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Because a couple things. One, it makes me feel inferior because she would have more muscles than me.
Well, it's a masculine. Look at that. I mean,
she's got a ripped stomach. Yeah.
The ripped stomach I'm fine with. I think that's okay. It's when the shoulders and the arms look like she can put you in a headlock. Or, I mean, good for them. That's amazing what they're doing.
Yeah,
just curious.
It's not a turn on for me.
Right. I hear you.
But probably if I was a muscular gym guy, it would be.
Well, you would think. I don't know the answer to that. You would think so. You'd have to ask these two clowns that are on TV, and I'm sure they're lovely men.
Hey, you two clowns, are you into muscular women?
I don't mean that.
I know there's a porn category, muscular women.
Of course
women.
There is. I mean, how many like porn categories do you look at?
No, I'm aware of them.
Well, I wasn't aware of it. Like, what are you looking at?
What do you mean? I like to see what are the...
not Nikki Glaser, Nikki Brazier.
I like to see, what's new and upcoming in the world of...
Porn.
Pornography.
So
and,
you check regularly.
Muscle women are on
so
there.
So you've Googled muscle women porn.
I have not. I've seen...
Porn.
That there are muscle, that there is. I've never clicked on muscle women porn.
Are they exercising and then all of a sudden, ooh la la?
Sometimes they're wrestling guys.
Okay, you just said that you haven't seen it.
Well,
but now
I
just confirm that you know what they're doing.
Because you could see on the...
The trailer?
The screen grab of the video is like a wrestling mat and they're like a wrestle guy and then they make passionate love to each other after wrestling.
Where is the best site to get this?
I don't know. They're all the same, I think.
They're all the same?
Yeah, pretty much all those sites.
Congregate all the same videos?
Yeah, I think they all just, you know, like you could get the podcast anywhere.
Yeah.
I think pornography is like that too. It's just like a feed.
You might be right.
Yeah. So, the fruit flies.
Yes, fruit flies, sorry.
So, I threw out all the fruit that I had in the house.
Okay.
And then I took the garbage out. But I also noticed fruit flies hang around your drains, like a kitchen sink drain, a bathroom drain. So then you got to pour something down there.
Like Clorox or something?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know what's safe for my pipes.
I don't either. I have no idea. Why don't you just spray something and kill them?
I do have an exterminator. I should call her.
Yes. That's what you're paying her for.
Heather the Exterminator.
Is that her name? LLC?
Yep. Well, she goes by Monarch, like a butterfly, okay. Monarch. But she uses... all clean products.
Good for her.
And
that's
it
why your fruit flies.
No. I've only had her over to spray for ants, which she
eliminated. I'm just kidding.
But I don't know what, like, for ants, you know, like, here's where the ant trail is. Let's spray there.
Right.
But for fruit flies, it's just flying all over the place.
You'll just spray all over the house.
That's how I want to do. I'm
have
nervous.
Have you been to Home Depot or Lowe's anytime recently?
Yes.
Do you see the gun they sell that shoots salt?
No. What's
they call it an assault rifle. And you're supposed to shoot salt at the insects?
Salt?
Yes.
If you're outdoors, I guess, because if you shoot salt inside, you...
Dude, I don't know.
You have salt all over
your
house.
Can I shoot those at the raccoon?
They might like salt.
Right.
You can't
great.
Shoot anything at an actual animal, Jerry.
Salt.
Insects you're allowed to kill, not animals.
Let's see. See, I'm not spelling this right. Assault rifle bugs.
The only way you'd be able to kill the gerbils under your... shed is
yes.
if they attacked you.
Okay.
But if they're not attacking you, you cannot attack them.
I'll tell you, this, it's called the Bug Assault Fly Gun.
Okay.
On Amazon, it's got 21,000 ratings.
Wow.
76% 5-star.
I'm concerned about the other 24%.
All right, well, 12% 4-star. So you're at 88%, I would say, much better than average. 6% 3-star. So that's 94% 3-star or better.
So only 6% of the people are dissatisfied with their salt rifle.
Yeah. How about that?
To shoot bugs with salt.
I became a bug assassin.
I like the thing that looks like a fly swatter that's electric.
Okay.
Where it's like, bzz,
whoosh. Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun. I'm interested in this, but what can I do with it?
Right.
The bug assault.
What bugs can you be getting?
I don't know. I'm going to check right now.
It's probably for those big green flies that fly onto poop.
Oh, could be. That's possible. It's only $50. That's kind of good, right?
It sounds a little high to be shooting salt. That sounds high. $50. That seems like that should be a $23 item.
But it's like a gun.
Yeah.
Updated with rapid fire cross bolt safety. I'm trying to think, but what does it get, though?
If you do it outside, Jerry, while you're killing bugs, you could salt your meats that are on your grill. If it's edible salts.
Oh, you're funny.
Salted meats. So we're confirmed for an Al, Jerry, Eddie party at my condo at the end of August.
Yes, correct.
I confirmed with Eddie.
All right. Sounds good to me. If he's in, I'm in.
And Eddie said his wife said, do we need to bring anything? What can we bring? And Eddie said to her, it's a Bobby approved party. And she goes,
wait, it's not just the three of us.
No, his wife is coming. I thought you would bring your wife as well.
Maybe.
Okay.
That's she might be working.
Okay.
So she starts her job, I think, that week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have her quit.
So I'm not going to do
that. Have her request a day off on week one.
I'm not going to do that. All right, no problem. All right, cool. Very good.
We got some ribs today from Citarella.
Yes.
They're raw ribs. We have to cook them.
Okay.
Very tricky to cook ribs.
Concerned myself.
On the grill, it's tricky.
Right.
I will tell you that cooking them in the oven, which you don't really want to do in the summer, or the Instant Pot. Gina and I cooked them in the Instant Pot last time.
I don't know what the
Instant Pot is. It's a special. It was a very big seller at like Bed Bath & Beyond.
I'm not getting another device.
No, not for, if you don't have it, don't get another one.
Okay.
But they come out really nice in the Instant Pot.
Okay.
Or like an air fryer. Just tricky on the grill. I don't know why things on the grill take forever.
I don't either, because you would think with the fire and then you close it, you would get a nice trapped heat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like what if you cook them on the top part, though, of the grill where you make the hot dogs?
I don't know. I feel like that would still take forever.
It might take forever. I don't know.
It's tricky. I'll give it a try. Or you can put them in one of those tinfoil baskets.
A deep fryer?
No, not a deep fryer. You know, like sometimes at Thanksgiving, people put their turkey in the big tinfoil looking
A deep fryer.
Not a deep fryer. It's a thing that goes in the oven.
Oh, okay.
But they're in the baking aisle. I'm really doing a bad job at explaining.
Fair enough.
It's in the baking aisle of the supermarket. And it's like a tray that goes in the oven.
Okay.
But it's got like 4-inch walls, and you put them in there and cover it and cook it that way.
This seems complicated.
You're right.
Can I microwave them?
No. Do not microwave those ribs.
Just kidding.
So you got to be careful with that, Jerry.
All right. No problem. I'll give it a try maybe this weekend. We'll see.
Now, I still have ribs in my freezer from last year.
Do you
Are those
really?
Still good?
They're frozen.
They're frozen, right?
Probably.
But sometimes things get frostbite.
You get freezer burn.
Freezer burn. Your fruit gets freezer burned.
Your fruit gets freezer burned? Your fruit could too, I suppose.
Your food gets freezer burned if it's been in there too long.
Right.
Fruit is the fruit flies that I have from
Correct.
Having fruit on my counter.
And frostbite is what you might have this October, December.
Right.
But not now.
Because not now.
Not now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I did see a very alarming tweet from NBC News.
Okay.
Which is getting a lot of action on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And it said, you know what? I'm going to get the exact...
Oh, come on.
I'm going to get the exact thing just because it's worded very funny, Jerry. It's not concerning.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
It's more funny to me. Twitter.
Funny's good.
NBC News.
Concerning, not good.
Yeah. I want to get the right thing, Jerry. I should have had this prepared.
I'm still trying to figure out what this bug assault thing kills. Mm-hmm. Not much of a description.
Boy, this news thing is terrible. This is too hard. Here's what it essentially said. That the WHO, not the rock band, the World Health Organization, is telling people, please do not assault monkeys because of monkeypox.
I saw this.
That was
Who's
a real
assaulting
thing.
A monkey?
I guess people see a monkey and they go, these damn things are spreading monkeypox. Let me go beat one up.
Idiots. Honestly.
I would never attack a monkey.
Neither would I.
Mainly because I'm pretty sure a monkey could beat me up.
Well, a monkey would be tricky. And also, where are you seeing monkeys aside from the zoo?
Correct.
I mean, we don't live in a country, right? I mean,
we don't live in an area of the world where monkeys are roaming around. There are areas like that.
Places in Africa, right? I would think.
And Japan has places.
Rainforest, maybe.
Japan has places. Okay. India has places.
Right, we don't have that.
There's a lot of countries that have monkeys the same way we have pigeons and squirrels.
That would be concerning.
Very concerning.
There's a lot of crap that goes on around this world. It's weird.
Yes.
I like where we are.
I do, too.
I'm kind of good.
Although, would I like to see an adorable monkey every once in a while roaming around Bradley Beach? I would.
I would not.
But I don't. Monkeys are too much like humans in that they're smart. They've got thumbs, hands, limbs.
They'll kick your ass.
They will kick your ass.
They probably got claws. I'm out.
Yeah, they got claws.
I'm good.
They
no,
got
thank
everything.
You.
For some reason, I'm getting all these videos on Facebook of this...
Monkey porn?
No, but it's a family that has a monkey.
Okay. And you know why? Because it's listening to you right now.
Yeah. I mean, and I do enjoy it. The monkey just does things with the family. Like, the monkey... Like, I saw the family do a whole, like a clam bake.
Okay.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
And the monkey was just eating clams.
Eat clams.
Right. The monkey was just... Like everyone else, eating crabs, eating shellfish.
What was Ross's monkey's name? Marceau?
Marcello or Marcel.
Marcello or whatever it was.
Marcel, yeah.
It was adorable.
It was adorable.
But I'll pass. I got two cats. I'm good.
Yeah, at some point the monkeys become aggressive. My guess is the monkeys aren't sleeping at night. They're constantly wanting your food.
Yeah, it's bad enough when the animals want the food, like cats and dogs. Imagine a monkey bopping you on the head at night.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Or when you're trying to eat dinner, the monkey's on the table. Get off the table, monkey. No. Have a bag of Doritos.
No, I'm going to pass on that, I think.
On the monkey.
Yeah, I think so. Nor do I want to see one.
All right, just don't assault one if you see one.
I am not. Well, what about bug assault?
That's different. Again, like we are still allowed to attack bugs.
I can't spray salt at a monkey?
You cannot spray salt at a monkey. You cannot spray salt at beavers. You cannot spray salt at anything living under your shed unless it is in the bug community.
I don't know what to do about these things under my shed, man. Take the shed down.
What's the harm if you do nothing? There's just animals under your shed.
Yeah, the problem is you never know when they're going to come out. They could end up. You could end up with a farm of animals. I don't want that.
Welcome to the Recco farm.
I got kids running around in the backyard.
That's true. You don't want a rabid raccoon coming out from under
your shed.
A lot
of people have told me that that's a myth.
The rabid raccoons during the day?
That if the raccoons come out during the day, that's not true. Several people actually on Twitter said that is not true.
Could you, if you have a raccoon back there, could you relocate it to the sewer where they live? That's the weirdest thing to me.
No kidding.
The fact that raccoons live in the sewers.
I guess if I trapped the raccoon,
yeah,
I could call animal control. They would come take it. Correct? Is that what I
said? Well, you said that you had called animal control once and said, you see a raccoon, can you come get it? And they said, well, if you get it, we'll come get it from you.
Yeah, but that was, yes, because it was during the day and it was in our neighbor's yard. It's probably the same one.
Right.
Actually, it just settled in our backyard.
But this one you have now has a broken foot of some sort.
It was hopping around the front left paw or was not working.
He's like Matt Carpenter. He has a broken foot.
That's it.
A fractured foot.
And it could die from that, right?
I would think it'd be if there's any prey, or is it if raccoons are prey to another animal, which I don't know if they are in our area.
Vultures. I'll have those in the backyard next.
You have a whole food chain back there.
Oh, my God, man. Terrible. Just terrible.
Hmm.
Whatever. Got to hire Al the geese guy.
Yeah, me, I'll get rid of the geese. Boy, I saw the geese were so cocky yesterday. They were walking right down Ocean Avenue, busy street. Like sometimes it looks like a protest. Because it's just like a group of geese walking down the street. And I'm like, they're ticked at somebody.
Where the two of us are living these days.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura Land.
These geese are ticked at something. They're protesting something right now. I don't know what exactly, but they are taking over the streets.
Yeah. Well, have fun with that next week.
Relocating geese?
Yeah.
That was the first I heard of it was when the mayor mentioned it on the air, but no one's reached out to me.
Oh, okay. So that's not a done deal yet.
I am willing to help, though. No.
Of course you are.
It's not a done deal.
As long as News 12 will be there.
Great idea. Great idea, Jerry.
Like you hadn't thought of it already.
I actually hadn't thought of it.
Four emails out and three texts.
I will reach out to to reporter Jim Murdoch of News 12.
Let's go, Jim.
I got to tell you, I am so locked in on UFO stuff right now. It's
you
weird.
You told me yesterday.
But I listened to another podcast on my way in.
I am
locked in right now on UFOs.
You can be locked in all you want.
You know, in some ways, what's cool, though, Jerry, I'm listening to UFO guests on Joe Rogan's show as opposed to listening to political talk, which feels better.
It is better. No, I agree with that. Because the political talk makes you lose your mind.
Yeah, get angry about it or mad. This is just, like, fascinating. But the one thing that I was thinking when I was watching the documentary on Bob Lazar, he supposedly had worked on all these UFOs and trying to back engineer these UFOs, and they're talking to him in his house, and I'm seeing a chair he has. You know, it's got a design on it. I'm like, when you've worked on back engineering UFOs and you have been around UFOs, does picking out a pattern on your couch seem so true? I was looking at that going, everything in his life that he does, like a regular life, like what's for dinner tonight, has got to seem so like
boring. Yeah,
I've worked on reverse engineering found UFOs so we can build UFOs or see how these UFOs work or where they came from. You're going to ask me which pattern do I like for my couch?
Well, I'll go back to when I first got married. And most guys deal with when they first get married. And you got to go to the store and you got to do the whole shopping list for the, what's it called? When you get married and you have the party.
Oh, yeah. The
the engagement party.
Yeah. Boy, they call it the registry.
Right. I mean, I love my wife to death, but I remember walking around Macy's. Do you like this? That's fine. Well, how about this one? Okay.
And then she thinks you don't have a real opinion.
And then.
Care.
And I don't.
Oh. But she was correct.
You know, you're like, this silverware or this silverware? Either one works for me. Well, no opinion?
No.
Just pick the one you like. Like, I would think, you tell me. Let's say, for instance, you had a basement. And your wife said, do whatever the hell you want with the basement. Great. I would like to go to the sporting goods store and pick out some stuff for the basement. You want to come with me? Sure. Let's do this together. And I said, would you like this Giants poster or this Giants poster? And she's like, whichever one you like. Great.
Right.
I like this one. I'm taking it. I don't understand. And again, this is where the whole man-woman thing, my mind is blown by it and why I read most of that book. I haven't finished it yet. The men, Mars, Venus thing. This is what I'll never understand probably till my dying day. Why it frustrates them when we're honest with them and we tell them we don't give a crap about what we're picking out. All you, whichever you like, I'm good with. Why is that a bad thing?
Right, like when they go, which of these plates would you prefer? I go, I don't care.
But it's going to do the same thing.
Right.
As long as it doesn't have flowers on it.
Yeah, then do you like this one? Yeah. Sure. Out of the two, if you had to pick one. I guess the blue one. Why not the red one? Like, then the red one. And the other thing is, think of how much thought goes into purchasing something beforehand.
Right.
Meanwhile, if you just had those items in your house, you don't look at them and judge them and go, what am I doing with these plates?
Of course not. Of course not.
They're just your plates and your silverware.
And have been. And the stuff we did, no joke. Now, we've changed the silverware since. We've had the same dishes for 20 years.
Right. If you're in the dish-making business, how often are you selling? Like, how many sets of dishes do you think you'll buy in your lifetime?
One more.
Right. Two or three total.
Now, we've gotten different types, like with different pasta bowls she's bought and gotten.
Right, but your basic plates.
Same ones we've had since 1999.
Yeah.
And there's no, they're not chipped. They look new still. They still get cleaned. Why would you get new ones? Who wouldn't?
When my sister got married in 1992, her now husband, he had his own condo, and then they got married here. He gave me all of his plates.
Okay.
They're regular white plates.
Yeah.
I could never imagine not using them.
Right.
And I've had them since 92. So
like why spend the money for new ones when these work fine?
Sorry. So 92, 2002, 2000.
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he had them. He could have gotten them from some family member.
You might be right. Who knows? Yeah. It's a funny thing, though. The male-female minds are so incredibly different. It's bizarre.
Yes.
It is absolutely bizarre. And I don't know. Again, character flaw for me. I just don't give a crap about much. I just don't.
Let me ask you this then. Do you think gay and lesbian couples argue less because of things like that, or their different roles? Is it the roles in the relationship that make us argue about the blades, or not argue? One cares, one doesn't.
I think it depends. I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I will tell you there are some guys that are very opinionated on things like that.
I'm not.
And most of my friends that I have talked to are very much like me. They don't care what type of dishes or silverware or glassware we have. They don't give a crap if their girlfriend or wife puts a painting on the wall. It looks great. Wonderful. Fantastic. You like it, I like it. It's whatever. And that's not the whole happy wife, happy life nonsense.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I hate that phrase. Hate that phrase.
Terrible phrase.
You're both supposed to be happy.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean you have to give a crap about the painting. Long as it's not something horrendous, it's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, another one that you can have the conversation about would be like landscaping. Like right now, we need to re-landscape the whole front. And like, whatever you want. Like, I tried. I did these certain bushes that I thought looked nice, but they weren't what I thought. And so she was, you know, do whatever you want. Great. So I tried. It didn't work out. We got to redo it. And now she's like, what do you want to do over here? I'm like, whatever you want. I'm like, honestly, I screwed it up once. I am good for whatever you want. And in that case, she's like, great. Like, that's how, to me, I would think it should always be. Dishes, landscaping, silverware, like whatever.
Right. Whoever mostly cares about it makes the decision.
Respect that they care about it.
Yes.
And let them make the decision. And I don't know what's wrong with that. I would think that would make for a great relationship.
I agree.
It's funny. But most cases, that's not the way it works.
Yeah.
They're mad that you don't care.
Yes.
And then if you do care and have a difference of opinion, then they're mad at that.
Yes.
Can't win.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. It feels very true, Jerry.
Because it is.
Yeah.
It is true.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Yes.
Tonight we've got no Mets, no Yankees, Giants football. Jerry, you and I are going to break it down for one full hour tomorrow.
Yep. How about like 1 minute?
On the warm-up program. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll have some fun Friday stories for you, as we always do. See ya!
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.